Okay, we are on Daf Tes. I want to first thank Menachem for the past week and a half for giving the Daf. I'm sure you enjoyed it, and Baruch Hashem Eretz Yisrael was wonderful. And now we get back to learning together. Pesachim Daf Tes. So first eight vlat were unbelievable Dafim. Hopefully you enjoyed them at the time, and we'll be able to touch on almost all the topics at some later point in the Masechta as well. Just happens today, we get to a little different items, but by the beginning of the second parak, we'll get back to some similar items. Okay, Daf Tes, the Mishnah on top. Ein choshishin shemagira chol domi bayis labayis mimakum lamakum. As we know, the beginning of the Masechta talks all about the mitzvah d'rabbanan of bedikas chametz, and says the Mishnah, once you do bedika, then you do not have to be worried that after you check one house and you go to your second house, or you check one place, you go to your second place, you have to be worried that, oh, maybe my first house that I already checked, you know, there's chametz back in it, because maybe a little animal, maybe a chulda, you know, took chametz back to the place where I just checked, and I'm off to keep checking there. Rashi says, you don't have to be worried, and you'll have to check again. The Meiri says, you don't have to put a shomer there to make sure that animals don't get in. L'maisa, once you check, don't worry about it. You've created what's called chazkaso baduk. You've created a house that has a chazaka of big baduk, chametz free. And that's it. You don't have to make yourself crazy. Shemagera chulda mibayis l'bayis mimakom l'makom. You don't have to be worried that a chulda took something from house to house or from place to place. De'im kain, because if you are worried, michatz l'chad mi'ir l'ir, in l'davar sof, because there will never be an end. Every time you check, you have to go back and check and go back and check. And you know, when will you have enough? When will you create the status that you'd be comfortable with? So the Mishnah says, do checking, do what you're supposed to do, and that is halachically enough. Says the Gemara, Taima d'lo chazina d'shakal. This whole halacha is only if you didn't see. If you didn't see a chulda, you didn't see an animal take something in, that's where you don't have to be worried that the animal took something in. Hachazina d'shakal chayshinan ubay bedika. But the diuk is that if you saw the chulda, a little animal, a weasel, take something in, so then you would need to check. And the Gemara says, why would you have to check? Even if you did see the chulda take something in, why would you need to check? V'yamai, neima achalte. Why don't we say that it was the animal brought it in, but the animal ate it? So the same source of the problem, the animal started this problem, but the animal got rid of it. Similar to the concept that we've had in the past of pesha asar hu pesha hiter. Something that creates the problem might be the same thing that solves the problem. So here too, the animal maybe brought it in, but maybe the animal ate it up. As we're about to quote a Mishnah from Aulis that says that animals eat things. Even if the animal brought it in, we should not have to be worried. Before we get to that kasha, there's an important ahara of the Pnei Yeshua, though, on the Mishnah and on the first few lines. So what is the Mishnah telling us? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That even if you don't see an animal take something in, you don't have to be worried. Only if you don't see an animal to carry something in, you don't have to be worried, and therefore, you don't have to recheck your house. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's the havamina? You checked your house, it's all clean. Every second, you're going to have to be worried that the animal's going in? So the Mishnah says, Ein l'davar sof. There's no way you can live that way. There's no way you can create... So what do you think the reason of Ein l'davar sof? You know how many svekas there are here? It's at least a svek sveka, at least a double. Maybe there's no food in the house. Even if there was food brought into the house, maybe it was eaten. There's so many svekas here, and there's no leidas hasafik. There's no beginning of a doubt here. So what's the havamina that the Mishnah has to come and tell you? Once you check your house, you don't have to recheck it. Of course you don't have to recheck it. What's the Mishnah telling you? That's the Bnei Yeshua's kasha. Based on a Marsha's kasha also, but he says, Akati, below chazina, amak toni masisa taima, deil never sof. Typically, to have a svek sveka. So says the Pnei Yeshua, something that again you might have discussed in the first few daf. He says, L'chein yiril ani yizdaiti. This is a yisod that we're going to come back to a number of times when we speak about B'tikas Chametz. L'yashiv kol asugi l'fishitas harava magizal. The misvara islam l'meymar she'chmiru chachamim b'safik chametz tfeimi b'shar yisurim. Misvara, one could say, though logically this is not parallel to other halakhic contexts, though logically you would say there's no basis to start the safik, when it comes to safik chametz, though we still would say maybe you should be machmir. Kivan shetchilas habedika lo nitzchan el mishum safek. The whole idea of bedikas chametz was nitzchan al safek. Even if you don't know you have chametz in there, you still have to do it. Why do you have to do it? Shouldn't you only have to do bedika only if you know there's chametz there? No, that's the takana d'rabbanan. You always have to do bedika. V'yemkein mehaytai mavlon lemechash apalochazinan. Says the Bnei Yeshua, inherently in the halacha of bedikas chametz, you are being overly machmir. The halacha says you have to be extra stringent when it comes to chametz. So that's the havamina. Yes, generally this is a sveksveika, you didn't see any animal go in, you shouldn't have to check. The Mishnah shouldn't have to come on to the reason of Eilad Davar Sof. It should be Svek Sveika. When it comes to regular rules of being Poshet Sveikos, you should say there's no Leidas HaSafik here. Says the Bnei Yeshua, no. That's the point of Chametz and Bedikas Chametz. When it comes to this halacha, we are extra stringent when it comes to this area of halacha. And again, as we know, in general, Minhagim also. By Pesach, everybody is extra Machmir when it comes to everything. And that off comes from the... from the Gemara itself, from the halacha of Bedikas Chametz itself. There's one makar related to the chumra of Bedikas Chametz. I'm not sure if Benachem did this with you, but when you learn the beginning of Pesachim, you got to do this tshuva of the Radvaz. You do this? Tav Kufayin Zayin. The Radvaz says, Sha'alta mimeni. Okay, the Radvaz says in Tav Kufayin Zayin, Odiach adaiti manishtana chametz bepesach mikol yisur in Shabbat Torah. And this has to do with that base also. It says, why is chametz different than any other Isser in the Torah? Shehechmira alav Torah, in three ways, says the Radvaz. The Torah is so machmir when it comes to chametz. Lahatzricha bedika, number one, the Chazal required you to check for chametz. V'srofa kalei, and destroy it. V'gam bittel, you have to do bedika and bittel, you have to nullify the chametz. V'hosifa chacham lahatzricha bedika b'churin v'stokin, ulechapei sacharav, ulechari shosho mikol gvulav. You have to check any nook and cranny and get every drop of crumb of chametz out of your house. Just be mavatalim. What is the Torah? What is Chazal doing here? They're being so machmir. The over Allah mishabal yirabai yimatzei. Also, you're not allowed to even have it in your house. You don't have that by cheeseburgers. You don't have that by any other not chaylev. You don't have that by anywhere. By something that's not kosher. What, you have to get it out of your house? If you have it sitting in your house, you're going to violate an isur d'oraisa? You never, don't have to buy anything. So number one, bedika. Number two, by yirabai yimatzei. The asruhu bekol shehu. And chametz pesach is not batel, right? Usually you have dine bittel, that something can be nullified, as iser can be nullified in heter. But chametz you don't have that. It's aser b'mashehu. Ve'enom is batel kal. V'chumras ke'elu lo nimsu b'kol ha'isur in Shabbat Torah. So the Radvaz, you don't have this anywhere. So what's going on here by chametz? The mishum de ispe kareis, because you have each one of these, maybe by in other areas, but you don't have all of them. If you want to say, it has kareis, hare chelav adam. Chelav adam also have kareis. There are other isur hana, there are other chiyuve kareis. There are other halachas that other also non-kosher foods that are only usher part of the year and not for the whole year. So again, there's what's unique about chametz. You have parallels in other areas of halacha. So why are they so machmer by chametz? So says the Radvaz, shnei dvarim nemru b'tshuvas davar zeh. Two answers. One more halachic, and one more, I don't know if you call hashkafic, but one more al derech drash. One halachic. Number one, says the Radvaz, achas shlo nimsu. And this yisod is behind a lot of the halachas that we're going to learn in this first couple prakim of Pesachim. Achas shlo nimsu b'kol yisur en Shabbat Torah she'itz tarfu bo kol gimel tzonam halalu. You know what makes chametz unique and why Chazal were so machmir? Because there's no other halacha that the Torah says that all these three halachas apply to. Sheyehu isuri hana, vihu b'kareis, it's usur to get benefit from it, and it's chayev kareis, and v'lo b'dili inshimine kulei shasa. And the whole year you're used to eating it. And all of a sudden for a week you're not allowed to eat it, so you need extra chumrus. El chametz bovad. This is the only halacha that has all three. V'kivet sheyesh bo achumrus halalu hachmira alav Torah chumrus acheros. Ubo hacham v'osifu chumrus al chumrus kmo sha'as the Torah. That's the Radvaz's first shot. Because you have everything here. You have Isser Kares, you have Isser Hana, and you have Lo Bedili Yishabine. People aren't used to separating themselves from it. That's why the Torah was so machmir, and that's why Chazal was so machmir when it comes to chametz. Number one. And then he asks a couple questions on that. And then at the end he says, V'yalkein ani somech ha-masha amru Chazal, ki chametz v'pezach remez li'yetzer hara. V'hu sa'or she'be'isa. V'lachein kalei karish yegarish oso. You have to get rid of it because it symbolizes the Yitzhahara. Chametz rises. It's the Baal Gaiv. It's the, like the Gemara in Brachas. Ha'adam kamo yegarish osam ha'adam me'alav. V'yechapis alav b'chol machbo'os machshavosa v'afilu kol shehu lo batil v'hareze emes v'nachon. So again, a little more al-derech drash, but that is the Radvaz. Why we're so machmer b'chametz b'pesach? Either because it's the only non-kosher item that has all three, kareis, and asur hana, and lobaduli, and shemine. And number two, it's the sar shebe'isa, and the a lot of symbolism of chametz. And those two reasons were extra machmer. So all that fits into this Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua says that what would have been the Havamina to go check your house if you already checked it? You make yourself you don't need the reason of you making yourself crazy. It's a Sfek Seika, it's a triple Safek. No, the answer is that we would have been Machmir, more Machmir by Pesach than by other areas. Kamash Malan, you don't go that far. Even when it comes to the area, again, and this is always also, even though we have so many chumras by Pesach, you also have to make sure that you're balanced. You don't go overboard. We don't have to be more Machmir than Chazal and our postman have told us to be Machmir. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Taima, the Gemara had said the reason that you don't have to recheck your house. Taima dolo chazina deshakal. That's only if you didn't see an animal go in there and take some food. Ha chazina deshakal chayshinan ubay bedika. But if you had seen an animal go in, you would need to recheck. Via my name achalte. Why would you have to recheck it? Even if you see the animal carrying a cookie, why don't you say the animal brought in the cookie? But the animal, what do the animals do? They bring food and they eat the food. Milo tan. Didn't we learn in the mission? Ahalos meduros haakum temeim. Houses of akumim. Houses of the non-Jews of those days are tamei. Why are they tamei? Rashi here explains. Look at Rashi. Milo tanan. Because they're bury their young. Again, medicine was different in those days. There were more babies that died at birth. And there are many, many more nephilim. And they just bury them in their house. They didn't bury them out in the... they didn't make a whole levaya for them. They bury them out in the Beis HaKvaros. But they bury them in the house. And the ha'akum etamen b'misasen ap o'el rabbanon. And Rashi adds, when it comes to Mesei Akum, there is a sheet in the Tanaim that says Mesei Akum armetami ba'ohel. Everybody agrees that Mesei Akum armetami by touching them, that's called Tumas Maga, or by carrying them, Tumas Masa. What about Tumas Ohel? If you're in the same Ohel as a dead Akum, so is that Matami Ba'ohel? So says Rashi, according to the Rabbanan, yes. Rabbanan, Mesei Akum armetami ba'ohel. And that's the reason for this Mishnah. That Mesei Midoros Akum armetami, you can't walk in because it's Matami Ba'ohel. And then Rashi adds, Ulu Rav Shimon ben Yochai Nami, to Amar Kivri Akum Enam Metamin, and even according to the other Shita, which we paskin like, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that Mesei Akum are not Metami Ba'ohel. All right, so what's this Mishnah talking about? No, this Mishnah is even according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. How? What are they worried about if it's not Metami Ba'ohel? But Maga B'Masa Modehu, because he agrees, as I just mentioned, by Maga and Masa, to lo imit elamitumas ohel, to lo mikri adam. This is a separate Xeris HaKas of why they're not Metai Ba'ohel. But here, the Pashtus of Rashi is that we're worried about Mago Masa. You have to read Rashi. It says they will cover them. Maybe they won't cover them totally. Maybe they're just under the ground. You might have to touch them somehow. There's a diak from later on in Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi is worried that about Maga. So that is the Mishnah. We'll get to more in Rashi in a minute. First, let's just finish the flow of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Milo Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Medarasa Akam Temeim. So these houses of Akam are Temeim because you're worried about the Tumas Ohel or maybe the Tumas Maga. V'kama Yishe B'madar V'yamadar Tzorach Medika. How long does the Akum have to live in the house for you to be worried to have to check for the Nephilim? Arba'im Yom. If he's there for 40 days, then you have to check. Why 40 days? So Rashi says, because Arba'im Yom Liyatsiras Havlad. Right? If he impregnated a woman right when he moved in, and takes 40 days for Yatsiras Havlad, less than that is nothing. It doesn't have the status of a Nephil. Right? Before that is Maya Ba'alma. A lot of halachas that relate to before and after 40 days. So that's why you have to wait 40 days. What? Maybe he did it before he moved in, and then he's... So the Mefarshim and the Mishnah say, no, this is all the Chumrat Rabbanan. So you don't have to be worried. This is what Chazal said. You just have to worry about this amount of time. You're right. He could have impregnated a woman beforehand, and the Nephil could have been before 40 days. But this is the din that Chazal said you have to be worried about. So once he's there 40 days, V'yavav isha ein lo isha, and even if he's not married, even if he doesn't have a wife, Rashi said chashin l'znus, meaning he doesn't have to be married in order for you to be worried about Nephilim. But look at the last line. That's what's important for us. V'kol makom shachulta v'chazi yicholam lahaloch ein tzarech bedika. If weasels or pigs could get in there, it's not closed off to animals. You don't have to check for the Nephilim. Why? Because you assume the animals ate it up. The animals chewed on it or dragged it out. Excuse me. So, Kasha, again, why does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that even if you... Our Mishnah says we're Medayik from our Mishnah, that if you saw an animal go in there carrying chametz, that ruins your Cheskas Baduk. Why? Maybe the animal ate it up. Just like over here, where we assume that animals ate up the Nephilim, so to here, in our Mishnah, we should assume that the animals ate up the chametz. And therefore, even if you see an animal go into your baduk house, you should say that you're not worried. You're not worried. That's the kasha. Before we answer it, there's what to talk about on the Rashi. Rashi had said that this Mishnah from Ahalas is according to the Rabbanan or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. According to the Rabbanan who say, Mesi Akim Armetami Ba'ohel, then Pashas is Matame Ba'ohel. But even not according to Rav Shur Bayachai, right? Because we're worried about Maga and Masa. Worried about Maga and Masa. Worried about touching the mace. So number one, the Pashas, it's Rashi says that they bury them, Kovr and Nephilim. So what do you mean you're worried about Maga and Masa? How can you worry about Maga and Masa? The Nephil was under the house, is buried. So what do you mean you're worried about Maga and therefore even according to Rav Shur Bayachai? No, we pass them. They're not Matame Ba'ohel. So are you really worried about Maga and Masa here? So that's why if you look at the Chiddushi Haran here, the Chiddushi Haran argues on Rashi. He says, no, this mission is only according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yechai, you can walk in there. Says the Chiddushi Haran, Kosevri, Duludidon, Afopi, right, if is a Kohen allowed to walk into a hospital that's all full of non-Jews. If it's full of, you could be Choshesh, that it's a lot of Jews in the hospital, you got to be more worried. But we right, may say Akram are not mitami but ohel. So and so says the Ran. According to us, afal pi she'ein chod v'chazim mitsuyim shon yochol hakonam likanis b'hem. The kaimel korupshim mayachoi ain kibri askim mitami but ohel. Rashi seems to be forcing it in that this Mishnah, again, maybe because it's stama, he doesn't want to say that this Mishnah is only according to one Shita, to Loki Hilchasa. But the Ran says, no, the Mishnah is the Loki Hilchasa. We pass him that may say Akram are not mitami but ohel. Period. You have to be worried about Maga. But then there's the Rishash. The Rishash here on this Rashi says a tremendous chiddush. Other Achronim also say it. The Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying it. The Arsameach quotes the Vilna Gaon and agrees to it. And that is, maybe we have different definitions of Maga and Ohel. We've said up until now, there are three kinds, we mentioned before, that there are three types of Tumas Ohel. What does it mean, Tami Ohel with the mace? So number one type is that if you and the mace are under the same roof, if you and a corpse are in the same room, then that's one Tumas Ohel. But there are two other types of Tumas Ohel. Right, which are? What are the other types of Tumas Ohel? Where you are the Ohel. You are over the mace, or the mace is over you. Those are also two types of Tumas Ohel. So we've said all those three are Tumas Ohel, so the assumption up until now has been all those three are Tumas Ohel. What is Tumas Maga? When you touch the mace. Says the Rishash, no. Says the Rishash, only type one is Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel, when you and the mace are under the same roof, that's what's called Tumas Ohel. But when you are on top of the mace, that's called Tumas Maga. That's what Maga doesn't mean touch. That Maga is a larger definition, and he brings Rayas for this. But says the Rishash, he says Nirit the Ratzal Lomar, and he says this is the Pshat of Rashi. V'chayshidet shemiyahil al kever v'zeh mikri Maga kedam kedemuchak reish pil gimel da'alus akarava bechulin dafil lamalam itefach mikri Maga. Says the Tosfos, says the Rishash, and that's the Pshat here. What, when do we say that Mase Akam are not Mitami Ba'ohel? That's only by the regular Tumas Ohel, if you and the Mase are under the same roof. But if you are Ma'ahil on the Mase, or the opposite, the Mase is Ma'ahil on you, that's called Tumas Maga. And everybody agrees that that's Mitami. That's the Pshat of Rashi. You have to be worried about Maga because you're going to go on top of the Mase. What are you going to touch it? Rashi says Kovrin. The Rishash says, no, that's the Pshat of Rashi, that's called Tumas Maga. And therefore, it's important nafkaminas. Let's say, right, we talk about how part of the issue of Kohanim in airplanes flying over Beis HaKvaris. So we usually say, oh, it's non-Jewish cemeteries, don't worry about it. According to this Rishash, it's a big problem. According to this Rishash and the other Achronim that agree to this, no, if the Kohen goes over the mace, that's not called Ohel. That's called Maga. And if that's called Maga, then that's Aser. We paskin Mase Akam Armitami B'Maga. It's only Ohel where you're under the same roof. So again, this is a major shita in the Achronim. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz, another tshuva of the Radvaz, which assumes otherwise, which assumes not like this chiddush. It's an interesting tshuva, and that is the Radvaz was asked in Shnei Alafim Reish Gimel, Shemati Mimeni, Lamanta Amar Pinchas Ze Eliyahu Heich Nitma Lahachios Ben Hatzarfas. What does that mean? According to the writer, Alpi Gilgul Neshamos, Alpi Yalad, Elio Anavi was Pinchas. Right? So by the bris, we say Pinchas, we welcome Pinchas, it's really Elio Anavi, Pinchas ben Elazar. So it says that the question of the Rabbaz was, we know that Elio Anavi did Tchias HaMeisim, right? He was Machai, this child that he gave to the Isha Tzarfatis, and he came back, and the woman says, yeah, you gave me, and the child died, he got a headache, and he did mouth to mouth, and he resuscitated the child. So the question is, how could he have resuscitated the child? How could he be Matami Lameis? Right? We know Pinchas was a Kohen, and if Elio was Pinchas, so how could he have resuscitated the child? So the Pashas, which he says at the end, is that maybe he wasn't told, maybe he knew he was going to bring him back alive. So Matami Lameis is only if the guy's Mace. But if he knows that he's, that's what he says at the end, he says, Vatosas Tirtsu, Shayabarulo Shayichyehu. So it's Bikoach Nefesh because he's not just saving him, but he's bringing him back to life. That's in Lecha, there's no greater Bikoach Nefesh. But then he goes other answers as well. So he said, one is Lo Meis Mamish, maybe he didn't really die, but he says, the Yuch of the Pashas of the Psukim the woman says he died, and he says I'm going to be machay. And the pashas of the psukim sounds like he really did die. They, but then he quotes for Isra Rabbeinu Bachai, she kasav the tsarfis nachris haisa. She was not Jewish. Umeise akum eni mitami ba'ohel. And therefore, what must you say? It must be vayismodei love lo nagaba elahelohav. And that's what he said. He didn't touch. He didn't touch him. There wasn't lip to lip touching. It was just over him, and he blew into him, and that was enough. And he rejected for other reasons this answer. But what do you see from what's the assumption of the Radvaz? That without the other problems, this would work, and it would be called ohel. It wouldn't be called maga. So that's why he. That's another. But the assumption of the Radvaz is not like this Rishash. Then he gives other answers that maybe it was harash shock. That she's kais. He's kaleshim shemayim al yado. And then he quotes maybe Elio and Pinchas. They're just the neshamas are together. It's not really the goof are together. So you don't have to say he's a kohen. Very interesting tshuva. Again, the Radvaz shnei alafim reish gimel. Just in Yonah Diyoma, very into that Elio, this medrash that Elio is Pinchas, they're all Kohanim. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, so last week we took a tour of the old city. It's a bunch of the Arab quarter and all over the our Moreh d'Artuka. So we were standing right in front of Shah HaRachamim. We saw a bunch of the gates of the old city. Shah HaRachamim is the one that they say it's closed up. It's one gate that's closed. It's a double gate. It's all filled in with stones. They say Mashiach's supposed to come through that gate. That's what that's why they closed it up. Because they closed it up so that he wouldn't be able to get through. But what they also did was they put a cemetery. The Arabs put a cemetery all around that gate because they know this medrash that Pinchas is Eliyahu, and therefore they wanted to be Betami himself. They don't want him to be able to come there, so they put this whole cemetery there in order for him to be Betami himself. So I was talking to the Moreh d'Arach, so I said, but Meisei Akam not Betami, but Ohel. So they were just, they know this medrash, but they don't know the full halacha. They know the Meisei Akam not Betami, but Ohel, so that he's going to go over them. So he didn't answer me, but he could have answered me this Rishash. According to this Rishash, so they hold like the Rishash, that if you go over them, that's not called Ohel, that's called Maga. So maybe they hold like these Shitos. So either way, so they have Yishmi and Malismoch for them to put the cemetery there if they really want to cause Tumentar. Okay, Viter. So I asked the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had said, so why do you have to be worried even if you saw the animal there? You shouldn't have to be worried, just like in the Mishnah in Aulis, you're not worried. So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, Amar of Zeir Lokasha, Haba Basar Haba Lechem. Is it meat or is it bread? Bib Basar, in the case of Aulis, it's a baby, it's meat, so Lo Mishaira, they don't have any leftovers there. Piece of steak for them, that's it. They finish it all up. That's why you don't have to be worried. But Lechem Mishaira, they don't finish everything when it comes to Chametz. Amar Rava, second answer. Hi, Mai. One second. There's a big difference between the two cases. Bishlama Hasam Emer Have Emer Lo Have over there by the baby. No, that's a real Svek Sveka. Maybe there was a baby there or not. V'intiv Shalom Have Emer Chate. And even if it was there, so maybe they took it out. Maybe they ate it up. So therefore, there's no Leidas Hasafik. Aval Hacha Devade the Chazina the Shakal. But if you would Vade see the animal carry the food in, Miyemer Dachalte. So then, who says that it was eaten up? Havi Safik Uvade. There's only one Safik. It's a Safik eaten up, but it was a Vade brought in. So if ain't Safik, Moti Midei Vadei. And a Safik is not Moti Midei Vadei. So that's why you can't compare the cases. It's an important Tosfos just to remind us about a Yesod in Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. Tosfos here in Ve'im, Tosfos Ve'im Tim Salomar says, one second, in the case of Tumah and Tahara, so there's a Svek Sveka, but we know there's a principle called Safik Tumah Berushas Hayachid Tumah. We know that in every area of Halacha, whenever you have a Safik, you have different rules and regulations. When it comes to Dini Maminis and you have a Safik, Hamotim Mechaber Olav Araya. When it comes to Isser Veheter, you have Safik Daraisa Lechumra, Safik Darabana Lekula. When it comes to Tumah and Tahara, you have Safik Tumah Berushas Hayachid Tameh Berushas Hayachid Tar. Where's the Tumah found? If it's found in Berushas Hayachid, it's Tameh. So it says Tosfos and Tosfos Ve'im. He says that Mishnah is talking about Medoros. That's in Berushas Hayachid. So even by Svek Sveka, you should be Metameh. Right, so why aren't you metame by in that case? Even if you have a Svek Sveka, you should be metame. So he gives two opposite answers. He says maybe there it's a very strong suffix. Because who said there was a baby buried here? It's such a far out suffix that it's not a usual case of suffix. It's a very strong doubt. And then Tosfos says Uinami, the opposite answer. It's a very strong probability that if it was brought in there, the animal ate it. So either way, Tosfos says this is not a regular case. Either it's very unlikely that the baby was brought in there, or it's very likely that the animal ate it up if it was brought in there. Either way, that's why it's not a regular case of Safik Tumah. But either way, I just wanted to do that Tosfos to remind us of the Yesod, the principle of whenever you have a Safik by Tumah and Tahara, that's the rule. Versus the Yachid Tami, versus the Rabim Tar. So the Gemara had ended off in saying, Safik is not Motzi B'dei Vadai. Says the Gemara, V'ain Safik Motzi B'dei Vadai. Safik is not Motzi B'dei Vadai, but what do you mean? V'hatanya, we have a case which seems to be Safik is Motzi B'dei Vadai. V'hatanya, Chavar Shemei Svinich B'gur Malei Peiros. If you have a Chavar, if you have a Tamar Chacham that died and left over a pile of fruit, Afiluhem B'dei Yoman, even if you could see that they were collected from the field today, Harehein B'cheskas B'zukanim, you could assume that they had Shumas HaMais just taken off from them already. Right, this Chaver, for sure, did what he had to do with these peiros. Ah, he says the Gemara, v'ha hacha, devadai tvili hani peire. These fruit were vadai tevel. Right, all fruit, all produce starts off as tevel. Tevel is produce that Shubis and Maisel were not taken off from. They're usur to eat. V'safik mu'usar, v'safik la mu'usarin. So it was vadai tevel. You only have a suffik whether Shubis and Maisel were taken off from it. V'kaasi suffik and motivide vadai. Is this a case of something Motzi B'dei Vadai? So how could we say in our Mishnah that ain't something Motzi B'dei Vadai? So if the animal goes in, you have to do Badika. Here, you have a case. Isn't this a case of Suffolk Motzi B'dei Vadai? So the Gemara says no. Hasam Vadayu Vadayu. No, that's not a Suffolk Motzi B'dei Vadai. It's not a Suffolk Shumas HaMais was taken off Vadai Tevel. That's a Vadai Shumas HaMais was taken off. Why? The Vadai Ma'asri. A Chaver for sure takes off Shumas HaMais. It's not a Suffolk that he does. It's not just a rove, Rashi says. It's a Vadai. As Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Chanina Choza, Chazaka al Chaver she'en motzi mitachas yado, davar she'en mesukan. There's a Chazaka on a Chaver, on a Talmud Chacham, that nothing leaves his hand that is not mesukan, that Shumas HaMais were not taken off from yet. And therefore, it's like a Vadai Uvadai. Important, not for us now, the Gemara calls Chazaka here a Vadai. It's Vadai Uvadai. As said, there's a Chazaka. A Chazaka is a Vadai. Chazaka is usually an assumption that you could assume something, but it's a Vadai, it's a good probability. The Gemara here, again, we're going to talk about this maybe a little more tomorrow also, the Chazaka here, the Gemara calls a Vadai, because a Chaver, a Talmud Chacham, for sure, does not like let anything out that is not Mesukan. What about if he drops dead? What if he's got hit by a car? What is also? What if he didn't? What if he was about to do it? It's such a strong suffix. So these Yerushalmis quoted here in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel about right where the end of the skinny lines of Tosfos across from there. It says Yerushalmi ubilvad shemeis b'yisha vadas. This only applies if he died of natural causes. That's where you assume a chaver is not motzi davar she'en mesukan. But if he got hit by a car, achmana litzlan, then obviously, what do you mean? Maybe he didn't do it yet. So other Rishonim, the Meiri, yeah, and others say that no, maybe even if this is the halacha, the second that he takes it, he's mafresh it, then there wouldn't be any other time. But either way, this is the chazaka that a chaver is always mafresh right away. It might be a machlokas, probably Yerushalmi, whether that only applies if you die me toch yishav adas or even otherwise. Ve'iba yisema, or another way to answer the question of to say how that is not a case of something Motzi B'dei Vadai, you have two choices. Either you make it into a case of Vadai Vadai, or you make it into a case of Safek V'Safek. That's what the Gemara does now. Ve'iba yisema, Safek V'Safeku. Maybe they're both Sfekos. It's not Vadai that this was Tevel. Maybe it was a Safek Tevel. Why? Dilma me'ikara, Emer delo tvili. Maybe it was not Tevel in the first place. How do you create something that's not Tevel? Kid Rabbi Oshia, the Amar Rabbi Oshia, as we had in Maseches Brachos, as Rabbi Oshia says, Ma'arim Adam al Tfuaso, a person could be Ma'arim, could somehow use a trick on his Tfua, Umachnisa b'motz shalah, and be Machnis, bring his produce in with the shells on it, meaning not completely ready to be eaten. Kadesh Dehe Behemta Ochelos Ubdurman Amaiser. The halacha is that Tumas Amaisers kick in when you have Re'ias Pnei Habayis, when it's brought into your house. But that's only if that's the final stage of production. If you bring it into your house before it's ready to be sold, so then that the chiyuv, the moment of chiyuv is lost. The moment of Re'ias Pnei Habayis, you didn't have the chiyuv, it wasn't ready, and therefore the chiyuv of Shumas HaMaisers do not kick in. That's how Rashi explains it here too. So if you bring it in b'motz in its shell, in its husk, so then the chiyuv never becomes tevel. And therefore, maybe it never became Tevel. But the Rav Oshia adds on, Kadesh Dehe Behemto Ochela, Supertermin Meiser. What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything? Why are you bringing it for your animal to eat? So that's alluding to the halacha that we mentioned as well in the past. And that is, right when you go out into your field, before you do anything, Mita Oraisa, you're allowed to eat that produce. You're allowed to eat it. right? Because as we just said, the chiyuv of shemaisis only kicks in by gemar malacha once you bring it into your house. Midrabanan, Chazal said, you're only allowed to snack on food in the field. What's called achilas arai, achilas keva, a chashuv, significant meal, achilas keva. You can't eat that even before gemar malacha. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat achilas keva until you take off shubas and maestras. So the Rav Oshi is alluding to that halacha that even if you brought it into your house with the motz on, you shouldn't be able to eat it as a meal. So that's what Rav Oshi is saying. You're not. You're giving it to your animal. So giving it to your animal is always called achilas arai. That's what Rashi here says. And that's why, even midrabanan, you're allowed to do this and give it to your animal. You're not allowed to eat it for yourself as a meal, because that's still achilas keva, it's still also midrabanan. But to give it to your animal, that's always called achilas arai, and that's the purpose why you were doing it here. But either way, why did we bring this? We brought this in to show that even in the case of the chaver, it might be a case of safik usafik, not a case of something motzi b'dei vaday. So two answers of the Gemara why the case of the chaver is not a case of something motzi b'dei vaday. Either it's a case of vaday o vaday, because the chaver for sure takes off shubas ma'asos, or it's a case of safik usafik, because maybe it wasn't tevel in the first place, because you brought it into your house, b'motz shela. Would a chaver do that? The question is, here it says marim. So is this a bad marim? Sometimes the Gemara uses the word marim to say a trick to get at. Sometimes marim doesn't mean a trick in a negative way. Right, are you depriving the levi of shubas ma'asos? Right, so the Rishonim discussed that here, whether you are depriving the levi. I think Tosfos here talks about it a little bit. Whether you're allowed Tosfos kedei. But you're right, it's a hara. That is this, would a chaver do that, that you're, he's so makbar on his shubas ma'asos, but he's going to do it in a way that he's not going to have to take off shubas ma'asos. Okay. Third line from the bottom. Another case. Again, the Gemara had said before, Savik is that Motzi B'dei Vaday. Is that really true? Another case which seems to be Savik Motzi B'dei Vaday. V'hatanya, the Tosefta says in Ahalus, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'shifcha sosha meitzik echad b'rimo. There was a story of a shifcha, of a meitzik. Rashi says a meitzik is a strong man, a henchman. So meitzik echad b'rimon, she tila nefel abar, she threw a nefel into a pit. Right, because he died, and that was the big discussion in the Achronim. Is this considered a kfura, or is this not considered a kfura? You throw him into the pit. So is this a raya that Nephalim don't need kfura, or is this a raya that Nephalim do need kfura? Discussion in the Magen Avraham and others, but because we know the chiv of kfura is learned out from a pasuk in Kisei, ki kavar tik b'rena by Yamahu, does that apply to Nephalim? So there's a discussion on this line of the Gemara. But anyway, says so there's a story that they threw the nefel, the dead baby, into the pit, uba kohen v'hitzitzbo, and a kohen came by and peeked over the pit, he wanted to know if the child had been a boy or a girl, to know how many days of tuma and tara this mother is going to have. Now the Rashi explains, right? That's what he wanted to find out, if it was a boy or a girl. And this Kohen came to the Chachamim, and they were metaher him. Even though what? That he leaned over, maybe he was ma'ahil on this baby. Why would they mitire him? Why? Because there were animals around there, and that's why they were mitire him. So says the Gemara. Here, you know for sure the baby was thrown in there. And it's only a suffix that it was dragged out. Now that moment, it's only a suffix if it was dragged out, and it's a suffix mosi b'devadei. Right, so that's the kasha. You said ain't something motzi b'dei vaday. Here's a case of something motzi b'dei vaday. So my answer is no. Lo tema she tila nefel abar. You're right. Change the case. It wasn't that it was vaday thrown in. Ela ema she pila kmin nefel abar. They threw something that was born to this woman into the pit, but we don't even know if it had the tsura like we had in Maseches Nida. We don't even know if it had the tsura of a baby. We don't even know if it had the status of a nefel. Mavi suffik v'suffiku, because it's a double suffik. The Gemara says that's not what it says. It says to find out if it was a boy or a girl, male or a female. So the Gemara says, no, change it. Hachikamer. This is what it meant. Leida, a double suffix. Im ruach hipila im nefeli pila. First, the Gemara was going to check if it was tam ruach, meaning something that did not have the status of a baby or a nefel. V'imtim salomar nefeli pila. And even if it had the status of a nefel, leida im zachar im nekevahu. So it was really a svek sveka. It was really a sex veka, and that's why they were mitaher him. The Rashi talks here discuss what kind of Kohen was doing this. There was a Kohen, he wanted to be so nizar to mitaher, so what was he doing leaning over? Didn't he know this halacha? So Rashi, the Tosva says, at the bottom of the previous Amma, Tosva says, Kohen Shota Haya. It was Kohen Shota. guess he was a Kohen Shota that was worried about Tumen Tara, but he wasn't worried about his own Tumen Tara, only about this woman's Tumen Tara. Sorry? Right, you have such people that were more worried about other people's religiosity and not so much worried about their own religiosity. Right, that's the Musar Haskel here. That there are such people even in the days of the Gemara. First, right, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the beginning of the second parak, Kiskoshu Shabakoshu, Kshod Asmacha Vyachakak Kshod Acherim. Right, first we have to work on ourselves. And the story of the Rav Chaim, who is it? The Achiezer. That just said, first he woke up, he wanted to change the world, and then he wanted to change his city. Then he realized, before that, he has to change his family. Then ultimately, he realized, first he has to change himself. First, we have to work on ourselves, and then others. Maybe that's the pshat, the Kohen Shota. Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, Rashi says different pshat. Maybe the Kohen Karov Hu Omi Bnei Habayis Haya. Rashi says it was a relative, or because what was that Kohen doing there? It was a relative. And the third line of Rashi. Different girsos here. Velo nizkar oso kohen alazaras nefesh leitama. Either he didn't remember that halacha, or kohen is not allowed to become tamei, or velo nizhar, or he wasn't careful. Right? I mean, it's a big difference whether it was shogig or mazin. But either way, he wasn't so careful about it. The Ron just adds one line to Rashi. The Ron says because he was a relative, maybe he didn't do anything wrong here. He was being matamei. It was a relative of his, and that's why we know there's a halacha that a kohen is allowed to be matamei to his relatives. Nefesh leitama b'amav lo yitama. There's a question whether it's a Rishus or a Chiyuv, but either way, maybe that's the point, that it is a relative. Just one other, the Yavitz just says, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara says, just Pasha Pshat. Maybe he leaned over, he thought he could like see it without being mild on it. That's what it means. He didn't do anything wrong here. He knew everything. He knew the halacha. But he just says that... He can lean over on the edge. Maybe he won't be right over it. He'll be able to deal with it and see it inside. And the mistake was that even if he's within Dalai Lama's, he will lean over. Okay. Different shot exactly what the Kohen was doing there. Viter v'ibayis ema, says the Gemara, the first answer was that it's a double suffix, because maybe they didn't even know if it was a real baby here. Maybe it was just a ruach. V'ibayis ema hasam vadi vadi here. Well, again, don't make it into a suffix, make it into a vadi vadi. Why? The kiva the chulda ubardalus mitsuyim sham vadi garu bahi shaita. Right, because if the chulda, the weasel, the bardalus, another animal, type of leopard is there, so for sure it was taken out. Why? Because fine, you might say these animals don't eat it all, but they for sure drag it to their den, to the place where they are, and therefore you can assume for sure that it's not there anymore. Okay, that was the second. The Gemara so far brought two contexts to try to prove something mostly b'dei vadai, and we defended ourselves from both of those contexts. So now we get back to the beginning of the Amud. So what will we medayik from our Mishnah, the beginning of Daf Tes? That only if you saw it go through, then you have to be worried. But if you didn't see it go through, then you don't have to be worried. So is that true that you don't have to be worried? But look at the next Mishnah. We have a Mishnah on Daf Yudam Abeis, tomorrow's Daf, which says, Umashim Mishayir, once you do Badika, once you leave over, you have to put away the chametz that you found the night before, you have to put it away in a special place, Shelo Yetzara Badika Acharav. Because if you don't put it away in a special place, yet you might need another bedika. Why? Somebody's assuming because a chulda might come and take some of your chametz. That's why you have to put it away. So you see, the next Mishnah is assuming that you have to be worried that a chulda is going to come in. So how could the Mishnah of today's daf be assuming that you aren't worried that a chulda is going to come in? So Amar Abaya Lokasha Habarba Asa Habishlosha Asar says Abaya, no, there's a big difference. Are you talking about the 13th or the 14th? Bishlosha Asar, on the 13th, the Shriach Rifta Bakule Bati Lo Mitzana. On the 13th, meaning today's daf, the Mishnah on Daf Tes, where there's so much bread all over the place, that he's not going to be, we're not worried that the Chulda is going to come and take it back to his den. Because he sees so much food all over the place. But Ba'arbasar, Delo Shriach Rifta Bakulu Bati Mitzana. But tomorrow's daf on Daf Yud, where it's the morning of the 14th, there's no chametz around, and he's worried, the Chulda is worried that there's not going to be any food, so then he's going to take it back, and that's where we're choshesh, there that the animal's going to take it back to his place. So Amar Rava says, Rava, one second. V'chi chulda neviyahi? The yada de idna arbisar v'lo afiya lo urtu m'shayir matamra? This weasel is a prophet? This chulda is a prophet that he knows that, oh, there's not so much food now, it's the 14th and it's Pesach, so therefore I better take this back to be able to get ready for the next week, because there's not going to be anything around. What do you mean? He sees something, he's going to take it. What are you worried about the future? He knows what's going to be, what's not going to be. So the rest of v'chi chulda neviyahu? Obviously it's the humor in the Talmud. You see, this is a play on words, because chulda was a neviyah. The Mishnah of the Gemara Megillah says that the seven Nevi'os, one of them was Chulda. one of the Nevi'ahs from the Nevi'ah. But here, obviously, it's a play on words. Chulda Nevi'ahu is this Chulda. This Chulda is a Navi. So what's this? So El Amar Rava, Rava gives a different answer. You have to say Abai also knew that. So Abai must be saying no. It's what he sees now, not what he sees in the future. What Abaye was thinking. But El Amar Rava says a different shot to answer up the difference between the Mishnais. Masha Mishaya Nechena Betzino, what does the Mishnah mean on Daf Yudam Abayz that you have to hide it? Not that you're worried that a Chulda is going to take it and you're not going to see the Chulda take it, but Sheba Tito Chulda Befanenu Vesar Apadi Gachra. Maybe you'll see a Chulda take it. So obviously, if you see a Chulda take it, then you have to be worried exactly like our Mishnah's Diyam. That if you see a Chulda take it, you have to be worried. Tani Kavasi de Rava, and there's a Braisa that supports Rava. If you want to eat chametz after bedikas chametz, what should you do? Right, you should put it away in secret, a place where you're going to find it, so a chulda can't come and take it from in front of you, which is what Rava said. Fine. One last line. Rav Mari Amar, Rav Mari says a different answer between the two Mishnayos. Gezerah, what's the pshat of that Mishnah? Gezerah shemayeniach eser v'yim satesha. Not that you're worried about any kind of chulda, but if you leave it in a place, one of them might get lost. You might, some of the chametz that you found at Bedika might get lost, and therefore you have to be worried and put it in a place where it won't get lost. This Gemara does not say anything about putting out 10 pieces the night before Bedika's chametz. Right, it just says you might not find everything that you did Bedika for. But interestingly, it uses that number. Maybe you'll put out 10 and only find 9. This is probably the smach, one of the makoros, where the makor, the minhag Yisrael, is to put out the 10 pieces of bread the night before, if that is your minhag. Again, this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Taf Lamed Beis, v'nogim lahaniach petite chametz b'makam shimseim habodeik. There's a minhag to put out petite chametz so that you find something. Kadesh lo tehei berchas levatala. So it's not a bracha levatala. Miu imlat lo nas and lo ike. But if you didn't put out the bread, it's okay because the bracha is levayer imnimsa. It to be mevayer if you find. So again, there's a big discussion whether, what do you mean the chashasha? Is there a real chashasha of Rachel of Atala? The Taz argues on their mother. The Taz says, roy don't put out, because you're going to cause more problems you might not find based on this Gemara. But again, this Gemara doesn't say to put out the pieces. But it says you might lose what you checked for. So it says the Taz, you should even do it lecharchila. So it's the machlokas, the Raman, the Taz, whether you should be putting out the pieces at all. Many achronim are mastik the minag. The Chog Yaakov says, no, you put out, because if you don't put out, you're not really going to look. Right, it can work both ways. Some achronim say if you put out the 10 pieces, you're only going to look for the 10 pieces, you're not going to do a real bedika. Others say no, that if you put out the 10 pieces, that's going to remind you to do a good bedika, and then you're going to look very well. So again, one should follow one's minhag. Whatever one does is fine. Both of these minhagim or non minhag are rooted in the poskim. It's a big discussion. What happens if you do? The Minchas Yitzchak and the Kinyan Torah has two machlokas achronim. What if you do a bdika before the last night before Pesach? So you're going away. Going away 2 days before Pesach, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, going somewhere, so you're going to leave the day before Pesach. So you're going to do bdika the last night you're home. So what's the difference about that bdika? There's no bracha. There's only bracha the night before Pesach. So if there's no bracha anyway, should you put out the 10 pieces? Because the whole reason that you put out the 10 pieces according to Ramah is chash bracha levatala. So if you're not making a bracha levatala, should you even put out the 10 pieces? So there's a discussion whether it might be some svaras and lumdis why you should put out the 10 pieces, but that's a discussion in the poskim. Again, we only have 1 minute, so maybe we'll stop here and I'll just mention that piece of lumdis because the next two das is a new point. The Minchas Yitzchak says the Dayan Weiss and the Tshuva in Chelak Chesim Alamed Hey that if you're doing it the last night before Pesach, you don't have to put out the 10 pieces because, you know, what's the point? The whole reason is Bracha Levatala, and here you're not worried about a Bracha Levatala. But the Tshuva's Kinyan Torah, says that maybe you should put it out. Because, he quotes, the Kol Inyan B'dikas Chametz Einenu Klal Maisa Muchachas. He says, usually, why do you need the 10 pieces? Not just Bracha Levatala. There's a deeper reason. Because if you're in a house checking, how do you know that you're doing a mitzvah? Right, you're just checking for something. So that's why Maji Machabis Bakhun is talking in Muchakashu Machapis as a Khamitz. Tula Machabis Akhar Machin Abdalo. The Aina Maisa Muchakashu Bikhtesholo Lavar Balav. You don't know. Umizen, he quotes the Nod Bihuda, that's what the Nod Bihuda says that's why you make the bracha, and then the Kinyan Torah adds, Umizay Yishlam Rulai Smachla Minagla Hanachas Petit and Kodim Bedika. Because this also helps it be a Maisa Muchachas that you're doing it L'Shem Bedikas Chametz. But then he says, according to this, that even if you do it beforehand, if it's all about proving, making it Nika, that this is a Maisa Mitzvah, said maybe even more so on the earlier days where you're not making a bracha. Maybe even more so on the early days, you should print out the 10 pieces in order to be make it nikar that this is a maisa mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Either way, that is a machlokas achronim, whether you have to do it before the last night. But the night of, for sure, that's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz, and one should follow one's minna. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue by the two dots tomorrow. Today is Zeicha Nishmas, Moshe Aaron ben Yisrael.